This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. There should be two handouts. The first one says Eishes Chayil on Friday night. That is the first topic, the halachic topic. The reason why we're speaking about it is because 2 weeks ago, you may remember, we gave a shiur on skipping Shalom Aleichem for hungry guests. So I got an email from someone who listened online, and he was just curious to know what is the background for Eishes Chayil. It's something which we're all very familiar with. It's apple pie and grandmas. Who doesn't like apple pie and grandmas? Eishes Chayil on Friday nights. It seems to be uncontroversial. There's no what could be the issue. So what is the background for it? Well, there is the earliest background I really found is the writing of the Shlah. The Shlah lived in the sort of the beginning of the 17th century, the late 16th century. We mentioned 2 weeks ago there is a background to Gemara in Shabbos, but that just talks about malachim accompanying a person home from shul on Friday night, and that's what we discussed 2 weeks ago. And that a person, when he comes home on Friday night, he is accompanied by a malach tov, a malach ra, and if the malach tov sees that the house is ready, the candles are lit, he benches the person that it should be like that again next week, etc., etc. So that could be a source for Shalom Aleichem, but it's not a source for Eishes Chayil. Where does Eishes Chayil come from? So the reasons, well, the source seems to be the Shlah. If you take a look at paragraph 4 at the bottom there, the Shlah is written by Rabbi Shai Halevi Horowitz, a very famous source. He lived in 1565 to 1630, and he writes in his Siddur, when he talks about Friday night, the order of the events for Friday night, he says, Achakach b'lihefsek yomei pashas Eishes Chayil mireisha l'seifa. If you say Eishes Chayil from beginning to end, Eishes Chayil, of course, is authored by Shlomo HaMelech. It features in the last perek of Mishle. It's in fact the last 22 psukim of Proverbs of Mishle. And the Shlah is the first source for us saying it. Others point to the mystics, the Kabbalists, the Mekubalim of Sfas, the Talmidim of the Arizal, again the 16th century, where many of our Friday night customs originate. Kabbalah Shabbos nowadays is very different to probably how it used to be. Nowadays we're accustomed to sing the various Kapitlech Tehillim and to sing Lechadoidi, but that's fairly recent. It's 16th century, a few hundred years ago. Now, what are the reasons for singing Eishes Chayil? Of course, the classic reason is it's a wonderful opportunity to honor the Jewish mother, the Jewish wife, the mainstay of the home, and heartfelt praise and expressions of gratitude should be done on a regular basis. You know, my kids said, Daddy, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Right? So, I say, every day. Every day is Valentine's Day. That's the theory. Please got the practice as well. But Eishes Chayil is a good opportunity to express honor to the mainstay of the home. Of course, Shlomo HaMelech composed Eishes Chayil, and some Mefarshim say that he did so in honor of his mother. His mother was Bathsheba, the wife of David HaMelech, and the Mesudas David says that. He says in Mishle Perek Lamed Aleph, Eishes Chayil, Kasim Lesapem Musari Imo, when he talks about the Musa, the ethics taught to him by his mother Bathsheba, Chazal Shabeach Eishes Chayil LeKoved Imo. He says that he composed Eishes Chayil as an honor to his mother, Leman Heyos LaZikar, and it should be a sort of a memorial for her. These beautiful words of Eishes Chayil. And in fact, Reb Chaim Vital, the foremost Talmud of the Arizal, says that on Friday night he used to kiss his mother on both hands every week, as again an expression of gratitude to her. It's interesting that I sort of researched it, and I stumbled across a shiur of Arya Leibowitz, and he said that he heard once in the name of Reb Elia Lapian, the great Reb Elia. We're familiar here in London with Dayan Lapian and many other of the grandchildren of Elia Lapian. But Reb Elia, he learned in Kelm, in the famous Musa house of Kelm. And he was very taken. He often spoke about the wife of the Altar of Kelm. The Altar I just finished reading the biography of Rabbi Yeruchim of Lvovitz. Rabbi Yeruchim of Lvovitz was the famous Mashkiach in the Mir, and he also was a Talmud of Kelm. And he talks about the Altar of Kelm. In fact, he named his son Rabbi Simcha Zissel. Rabbi Yeruchim had a son called Rabbi Simcha Zissel, named after the Altar of Kelm. And Rabbi Elia would speak in hyperbole about the wife of the Altar of Kelm, how she was you know, just sort of not only ran her own home and but the yeshiva. She ran the yeshiva in a very efficient and very modest way. And he was very taken by her. She was very put together. And one time he ate on Friday night at the home of the Alter of Kelm and his Rebbetzin. And he noticed that the Alter of Kelm would very lavishly praise his wife at every junction, at every point, at every opportunity. He would give genuine, sincere praise to his wife. And Rebbe Elia would note afterwards that there are no bounds when a person is praised what they can achieve. And he puts it down to that. So this is an opportunity on Friday night to give thanks, genuine expressions of gratitude to the Jewish wife and the Jewish mother. Now, there is always someone at the table, sometimes a sort of an earnest yeshiva bacha, who will say, you know, if the topic of why we say Eishes Chayil comes up, he will say, actually, it has nothing to do with the wife, nothing to do with the mother. This is a moshel. It's a moshel for Torah, it's a moshel for this and for that. And you see a deflated wife and mother somewhere at the table. And, you know, he's right and he's wrong, right? It's, of course, it's layered like everything in Torah. It's many, many, many layers. And the main reason is to give thanks to the wife. But there are other reasons. The Shlah himself says that it's connected the Shechina. So if you take a look at the box number 5-2, it's, if you're listening online, email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. But on the second page in paragraph 5, subsection 2, it says, V'achkach b'lihefzeg yomer parshas Eishes Chayil mireisha l'sofa. You say Eishes Chayil from beginning to end, those 22 psukim of Tehillah, Mishlei, keneged ha-shechina. And they are said to honor the Shechina, the divine presence of Hashem. Merum is al derech ha-kabbalah, and it's rooted in Kabbalah. Al Hashchina, and it's referring to the Shechina, the divine presence. It's the time of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the time of relationship. K'yodua li'yodei chen, and it's well known to yodei chen. Yodei chen means people who are versed in Kabbalah. V'yesh bo chafbeis psukim, k'neged chafbeis sinayra shel ma'ala. It has 22 psukim which correspond to the 22 sort of tubes or channels which are up above, Shekeis, Shehem Heim Pesuchim, Emerikim Shefo Bracha Me'abrecho Ha'elyoina, that they sort of bountifully discharge Bracha, Shefo, bounty and blessing when they're said. Me'rosh Kol HaKesorim V'zuhi. So therefore it's said in honor of the Shechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of more present, as it were, on Shabbos, and therefore the Chaf Beis, the 22 Pesukim, correspond to the 22 channels of bounty that can fall on a home on Friday night. So that's a second metaphor, as it were, connected to Shechina. Now, others point to the fact that Eishes Chayil corresponds to Torah. The Yalkut Shimoni, one of the Medrash, says, Eishes Chayil zu Torah. When we refer to the woman of valor, that's actually referring to Torah. V'rochak mipninim, and he goes through the whole thing. V'rochak mipninim, what does that mean? More precious than jewels. Shoyse lefnai v'lefnim, it's referring to Torah, which is lefnai v'lefnim. V'zocha Moshe v'yirida l'Yisrael, it's sort of where it was beyond, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, and he brought down Torah to us, v'shalom le'yechzar, nothing is missing from Torah. Torah is Tzmima. And he goes through the whole of Eishes Chayil saying that it corresponds to Torah. Rashi, in his commentary to Mishlei, also says that it refers to Torah. Eishes Chayil, hi ha-Torah. Miyimtza, and again, he sort of explains every word, every pasuk to correspond to Torah. Ashri ha-zoche limso so. So Eishes Chayil miyimtza, who happy is the person who can merit to find Torah. Mipninim, it's more precious than Margolius. V'shalo le'yechsa, it will not diminish. Oichel peiris b'ol mazeh v'ol mazeh v'ol mabah, that a person who learns Torah, it will satiate him in this world, it will give meaning and satisfaction in this world, and it will nourish him ultimately in the world to come. And the Gaon on Mishlei, the Gra has a pirush on Mishlei, he says very interestingly, Eishes Chayil, Chayil is gematria, 48. Ches is 8, Yud is 10, and Lamed is 30. And Eishes Chayil, says the Gaon, he nicknes al yedei memches tvorim hamufroshim maseches ovos. There are 48 kinyonei Torah. So Eishes Chayil is a reference to Torah and the 48 ways to acquire Torah. Why therefore do we say it on Shabbos? I can understand the first reason that it corresponds. It's an honor to the wife, the Jewish wife and the Jewish mother. Then I understand. You know, Friday night is an opportunity to give thanks to her, the end of for her tireless efforts of the week. I can understand keneged the Shechina, because it's a time of relationship, of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is. But why dafka Torah? Why do we say it on Friday night if it corresponds to Torah? So Perhaps the answer is that the Tur, and many of the Mefarshim say, that Shabbos is really a time which is auspicious for Limud HaTorah. If you take a look at the penultimate box, it says, V'yichavin laharbas b'peiris v'megodim kol hayom, that on Shabbos you should enjoy your Oneg Shabbos, you should enjoy fruits and nash and other things, k'dei lahashlim minyan kuf brachas, so that a person can say 100 brachas a day. And Shabbos is a bit more tricky because you haven't got the regular Shemoneh Esrei, which can help you fill that quota. And therefore, it's a good excuse, as it were, to nash and to eat and to make up your brachas, etc. V'imrogel b'shein asarayim, if a person is used to having a shluf in the afternoon, al yevatlo, don't stop on Shabbos. Ki oineg hu loy, yeah, sheina b'shabbos tanuk, Shabbos shluf is part of oineg Shabbos. V'acha hasheina, but after you know, it's a day of rest, not a day of sleep, as I often tell teenage students. Kovin Medrash, one should try and be kovei time to learn. Because the Issa b'Medrash is brought in the Medrash, Omra Torah, if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Torah itself came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ribbono Shleilam, Kashe Yikonsu Yisrael Le'eretz, when they go into Eretz Yisrael, Zerotz L'Karma V'Zerotz L'Sodeu. Each one's going to get busy. Till now, we've been in the Midbar, we've had 40 years of Mon, of just being, you know, totally provided for. When we go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be so preoccupied with work, with running to the field, to the vine, va'ani matzeh olai, what's going to be with Torah? Says the Medrash, Omela, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Torah, yesh lo lizug sha'ani mezaveg lecha, I've got a partner for you. Who is that? V'Shabbos Shemayim. Its name is Shabbos. Shein b'teilim emelachtam, on that day, Klal Yisrael are free from their work, v'yuchayin lasek b'cha, they can engage with you, they can study you. So Shabbos is a day which is auspicious for Limud HaTorah, and therefore I suppose Friday night is a good time to recognize our relationship with Torah. The Bach says the same thing. Hakol Meidin Ba'atzeres for Shabbos. Everyone agrees that there's a concept of Chatzi Lochem v'Chatzi Lashem. V'Tamayu Dehechad Deboin Nami Lochem Mistom Chalkeu Chetzi Lashem, etc., etc. Avon Birushalmi, he quotes the Yerushalmi, which others quote as well. Mashmat Zerabi Brachi Da'amal Eninu Shabbos Zer Lasek Boim Ba'divrei Torah. Chatzi lochem v'chatzi lashem is a concept of yontov, but when it comes to Shabbos, that's really a time to try and focus more on Torah. To roviyam haShabbos yesh like so b'Torah v'lo boin the lochem ele b'miksas. Yes, we need lochem. We need somewhat. We need to have nice meals and onik Shabbos, etc. But b'miksas doesn't have to be over too much. Chatzi lochem v'chatzi lashem, dividing your time is a concept of yontov, not of Shabbos. And therefore, you see again this concept of it's a time which is auspicious for that. Now, others, there are plenty of other explanations. Others say that Eishes Chayil is a metaphor for all different types of concepts. Some say they're Midrashim, which say that it refers to Sora Imenu. It's a time to praise Sora Imenu. Many point to that. Others talk about the relationship between the Guf and the Neshama, the body and the soul. And others say that it's a reference to Shabbos itself. That they say that Es Shabsoisai Tishmeru, the pasuk of keeping Shabbos, Es Shabsoisai Tishmeru, is Rosh HaTevas Eishes, Aleph Shin Tov. So some say it refers to Shabbos itself, which is, of course, self-evident why we say it, therefore, on Shabbos. So many reasons why we say Eishes Chayil. But like I say, it's a good opportunity either to give thanks and honor to the Jewish mother and wife, possibly Keneged HaShchina. That's the way the Shloh, who is the earliest source for this, that's what he seems to say. Others say the Yalkut Shimoni, Rashi the Gaon, say it's a reference to Torah, which is an auspicious day to say it, therefore, on Shabbos. But others say, like I say, it refers to other concepts such as Soremenu, the relationship between the Guf and the Neshama, and Shabbos itself. So plenty of food for thought, and like I said, it's a relatively recent introduction to Jewish life, but something which we are very familiar with, and it's a very beautiful minhag nonetheless.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.